Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up, Transforming Me, the Burger and Fries Guy, or My Friend, the Onion. Well, dear tuner-inners, Tuesday, I'm minding my own business, eating a salad for lunch at my desk. Did you hear that, boss? Working hard. Anyway, all of a sudden I notice my fork is doing something hitherto unknown, pushing the lettuce around, rooting through the green stuff, searching for tomato, carrot, mushroom, any chunk of a different color. Now, some of my earliest food memories are how awful the kitchen smelled when my mother was cooking beets and wondering how anybody considered lima beans food. And later, on the other hand, how wonderfully salty and greasy the fries tasted at that new fast food joint. So this was very different than the sorting my fork used to do, ridding the plate of all things cruciferous, odoriferous, and offensive. And when I spied and speared a slice of purple onion, and out popped involuntarily an excited little yes, I couldn't hardly believe it. Now, you may think this yes over a piece of onion is pathetic, a sign of dangerous overwork for a fun-deprived, all-work-and-no-play worker bee desperate for any diversion. And part of me would agree with you. Did you hear that, boss? But I have to admit, much more than that, it marked the total transformation of a burger and fries guy into a veggie lover. Amazing! Got me wondering, how did this happen? Well, thinking back, I started small, reading how good veggies are for our health and munching on what I call starter plants, fruits, and discovering I liked them more than cake and ice cream sometimes. Another shocker, especially when they were cold and somebody else had cut them up into bite-sized morsels. And then I started sneaking past myself a slice of tomato or onion onto the burger under a big squirt of ketchup, what I call a starter vegetable, and eventually bravely trying a veggie burger and finding, surprise again, I could barely tell the difference. It's gotten so bad, or good, if you're thinking like me that living long enough to make the kids sweat about an inheritance is fun, that I'm considering giving lima beans a try. Well, maybe one, if I've got a drink right there to wash it down with. I'm Dr. Rich Veggie Lover O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.